I'm Dan Clefstead. Illinois lawmakers are back in Springfield today for the start of the fall veto session. We asked State House reporter Brian Mackey what to expect.
The short answer is not much, at least nothing monumental.
I don't expect it to be a dramatic veto session.
State Senator Don Harmon is a Democrat from Oak Park.
I think we'll take up a few technical bills, modest fixes to some of the big things we did in the spring session.
That could include minor changes to laws on video gambling and marijuana legalization. There had been more ambitious plans, including major energy legislation. But that was put on hold following a federal investigation involving Chicago area utility ComEd. Individual lawmakers are still pushing a number of other bills, including a cap on the price of insulin, a ban on flavored tobacco and vaping products, and letting college athletes get paid for endorsements. I'm Brian Mackey.
57 new Illinois state troopers are hitting the road. Cadet Class 129 graduated after more than 6 months of intensive training at the State Police Academy in Springfield. Governor J.B. Pritzker spoke at the ceremony recognizing their commitment.
Go forth today knowing the reach of your work and the depth of your bravery and what it means to all of us. And know in your heart that you really are Illinois' finest.
Training at the academy covered everything from firearms and pursuits to cultural diversity and domestic violence. New troopers will now be paired with more senior officers for 14 weeks of field training. Illinois is providing almost $3 million in state funds to help crime victims deal with their trauma. Governor Pritzker and the Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority announced $2.8 million in grants will be distributed to trauma recovery centers across the state. They say the centers provide much-needed services to people in underserved communities who face barriers to getting help. Jason Stamps is acting executive director of ICJIA. He says the centers provide essential services to victims from underserved, marginalized communities who are often hesitant to seek help. The centers provide outreach, crisis intervention, individual and group therapy, and other treatment. Hospitals and community organizations are encouraged to apply for the grants. I'm Dan Clefstead.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Illinois General Assembly returns to Springfield for the start of its two-week fall veto session today. Among other issues, the city of Chicago is asking for a change in tax law. It wants to help with its financial problems, but it remains to be seen whether state lawmakers will go along. Republican State Representative Tom Demmer of Dixon says it's not a matter of turning a deaf ear to Chicago's problems.
But they're certainly not alone in Illinois and with municipalities that are facing budgetary pressures and constraints. And we want to try to make sure that we're dealing equitably with all the different municipalities in the state.
Lawmakers could also take up minor tweaks to major laws that were passed earlier this year, including those dealing with legal marijuana and video gambling. The fall veto session could include a bill that lawmakers could vote on that would make Illinois the second state to put a cap on insulin costs. Christine Herman has more.
Democratic State Senator Andy Menar says the new measure would ensure people on Medicare and Medicaid pay no more than $100 a month for insulin, a drug that has skyrocketed in price in recent years. Menar says he was prompted to introduce the bill after hearing from constituents, including parents of children with type 1 diabetes who said they could no longer afford a drug their children need to live.
Not being able to pay for my house and the insulin that is necessary to keep my two children alive, I can't do both.
Menar says he expects to call the bill for a vote during the fall veto session and that Governor Pritzker has said he would sign it if it reaches his desk. Menar made his comments on the 21st show. I'm Christine Herman.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller.